Christopher Media, the Weedsman Podcast.
Cures rickets, polio, conjunctivitis,
AIDS.
AIDS.
Let's just go hog wild.
Begin the car accident, you just use a little bit and you'll be fine.
Yeah, rub it on your car and yourself. It'll fix your car and your bones.
Try this special trick to get out of traffic tickets with Rick Simpson oil.
Rub it on the cop. He'll just go away.
The Weedsman Podcast. Every Friday on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsthmaCore Studios near Detroit, Michigan, it's Unregimented.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
Hey, it is another episode of Unregimented. I am Chris.
I'm Jake.
I'm Aaron. So, I'm at work, right? I'm working at Guitar Center, so I'm doing sales. And I kept getting this whiff of, like, cat piss. Where the fuck is that coming from? I haven't told you this story.
Goody, new story.
And, like, where is that coming from? And, like, did my cat piss on something? Because I noticed it in one place and then in another place. I'm like, well, wait a minute. It's following me. So, I'm, like, smelling my shoes and socks, seeing if I like stepped in something, smelling my shirt. I'm smelling my pants. I can't smell shit. I asked somebody else to smell my pants. They're like, I don't smell anything. And you're weird. Never ask me to do that again. So finally I go to the bathroom. I go to take a piss, unzip my pants, and boom, stench just hits me. And I'm like, oh, fuck. It's my underwear, isn't it? Like, I take my pants off, I take my underwear off, hold it up. Oh, sure enough.
What?
My cat pissed on my underwear. And I wore them for like half a day. And it was like, I would bend over or something or reach for something. You know, you get a little kind of like rush into the shirt or air when you flex your arms or something. And I would like smell it. And I was like, what the fuck? But I could not locate it until like halfway through the day, so I had to throw the underwear away.
Our that's pretty nasty. Dear departed Miriam did that to me.
She pissed in your underwear?
No, she did that to one of my work shirts.
She pissed on your work shirt?
It was.
You know, that's who did it. That's who pissed on my underwear. You know what it was? You can't leave piles of dirty clothes.
Mm. Nope. Cuz there's one
She's
time
like, oh, that's what you do?
Like I had just started. There was one day and I went to I do my old job. I do the food service needs.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I always do. The Dracula.
The Dracula.
That's what I call it. The Dracula sneeze.
That's how I sneeze.
Into the elbow.
It's where you cup your nose into your upper arm crease elbow thing.
But sneezing all over your hands, you savages.
Yeah. But I did that and right fucking here. Just got a face full of cat piss smell. like, oh my God, what is on my sleeve? I'm like, and the whole day I'm like, what is that smell? And then it like dawns on me. I'm like, oh, that's fucking cat piss.
Oh, man.
So
sorry about that.
Oh, why? You didn't do it.
She's my cat.
It's not like you trained her to do it. Hey, listen. Pee on clothes and I'll give you treats.
Good kitty.
Yeah.
Next, get the Ninja Turtle shirt. This one never had that problem.
This one is a psychopath.
She is a psycho, though.
I'm waiting to get my ass kicked right now. I see it coming.
No, she don't whoop your ass. She's just...
I'm
insane.
The only one. I fuck with her a little bit, and she'll bite me. Not hard. Every once in a while, she'll bite me hard enough, and I'm like...
This is me playing with her yesterday.
You just... You know what? When cats do that, you just swat them on the head. Yeah. You're not hurting them. You don't punch them. You don't backhand them, but man. You just, like, pop.
Cats are fun to play
one,
with.
One pop on the head, and they're like...
They'll either
like, go, oh, that's how it is, and, like, they'll play with you, or they'll just, like, I want to know part of that.
I'm going to go nap.
Yeah. But that's how... You know, that's how a mother trains its kitten. Kitten wants to play and fight everything. It starts some shit with mom, and she's like, pow. No.
Pow.
You don't know who you're dealing with.
Funny, I keep petting her, and like shocks go right through her paws.
Yeah. She's just kind of dirty.
Yeah, whatever.
She's been under the couch a lot. Her fur looks all like kind of oily or something. She needs a bath.
It's not really oily. She's fine.
Yeah.
She's a little dry, actually.
Really? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
She's got like, I don't know. If it doesn't go away, I'm going to take her to the vet. But she's got like, I think she's scratching herself too hard on her neck right here. And she gets that back paw up and just like gives herself one of these. And she's got like little scabs that have popped up on either side right there.
Yeah, I felt it on the left side.
What the fuck?
Mother cat. hitting the baby cat.
Hey, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing Unregimented on Facebook, following us on Twitter at UnregimentedPod. You can subscribe to Unregimented on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner on ChristopherMedia.net. Android users can find Unregimented on Stitcher Radio. If you like what we do and you would like to show your support for us, you can donate to Christopher Media by using the PayPal button on ChristopherMedia.net.
All right, so I know you haven't followed politics, but I'll lay some shit on you anyway, because we got the new Congress, all the new representatives and senators were sworn in today. They did their electing of their House leaders and all that shit. And start to gear up for a battle.
Yeah, wasn't there their first law that they proposed like basically got vetoed?
They haven't had a chance to, but I think, well, there's two out of three
that happened.
There was two out of three that they're pretty sure they would get vetoed anyway.
Well, there was one that got vetoed, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. One of the greatest songs ever written.
This should be our national anthem.
It should, man.
So, Boehner got reelected to Speaker of the House.
Why?
Right?
Why?
Why?
Because that reaction right there.
Right.
Just a piss
he
you do, up.
He does have his supporters, but there was a lot of Republicans that were voting against him on this. What has he done?
How do you get a job? How do you get a job back when you didn't do the job before well?
Well,
like that where I work, if you do the job shitty, they get rid of you and put somebody better in.
If you want to know how it went down blow by blow, the Dana Milbank wrote a story in the Washington Post about it that is quite entertaining, actually. But it just might make you weep for our country. The ridiculous playground shit that goes down in that article is just priceless. But two of the factors that they think resulted in him getting reelected to Speaker is the fact that Mario Cuomo passed away, and there was a lot of Democrats that were at his funeral, and the weather. Some people didn't show up because they had long drives, and apparently there was a shit ton of snow. So there's 25 senators that rebelled that were not going to vote him in, but he still got enough votes. He got 11 more votes than he needed, basically. And then acted like it was God's will, and then cried in front of everybody again because that's what the fuck that cocoa butter looking freak does. Any chance he gets.
God bless America.
Yeah. So the issues that they plan on taking up, Obamacare being the first one.
It's John Boehner's theme song.
And it's Obamacare and it's immigration. But they're not going directly after these things. They're not going for an Obamacare repeal. Doesn't look like, at least not now. And they're not trying to overturn the president's decision on immigration. They're trying to basically, they're hamstringing these things in immigration, they're looking to cut funding for the DHS. So, basically they can't operate. They can't enact.
No more la migra.
What? What does that mean?
She's up in smoke. That's la migra.
With Obamacare, they're not going for a repeal. They're going to satisfy their constituents that are especially upset about Obamacare, and that's your business owners. And their biggest beef is the fact that, if you have a certain number of employees and they're employed full-time, you have to provide them health care now as part of the new law. So what they're looking to do, because what they've done so far is reduce hours to under 30 so that they're now considered part-time employees and they don't have to give them benefits anymore.
Which, right. They determine 30 hours is a full-time work week.
Yeah.
Maybe to them.
Well.
Not to the rest of the country.
Well, they're planning on voting, or they may have already, actually. I can't remember if it was today or tomorrow. Vote to raise the work week to 40 hours. So that'll take all those people that were working over 30 hours but under 40 hours and take them off the employer's responsibility of paying their health care costs.
Back to how it was.
So 40 hours and less?
40 hours or less.
40 hours.
No, 40 hours is the work week now.
40 hours.
Instead of 30.
40
or what
hours
they would
or
like
more.
To have.
You have to hit 40 hours or more. This, well, first of all, this is one of the things that's probably getting vetoed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and why not? What does Obama have to lose by vetoing this?
And I don't see why they would introduce that with him being president, even.
To make it look like they're fighting the good fight.
Right. I understand
politics.
The strategic move that they're making.
To appease, to at least say, hey, Walmart, you give us a lot of money. We tried.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, this
here's what
black
your
president's
no,
crazy.
Here's what
he's
your money.
Power mad.
Right. Here's what your money got you, Walmart. Because that's what you're actually saying.
Yeah.
This is what you bought.
Here's your dollars at work.
Yeah.
I know it didn't work, but hey, you saw it. We're working.
Yeah,
but I would rather them go for a repeal of Obamacare entirely than go this route.
I agree.
Because you get rid of the business owner's responsibilities in Obamacare, but you take no relief. You take no weight off the shoulders of your working class people, your poor people, whatever.
It didn't.
You're still
such a bad law, dude.
Well, that'll just kill it completely.
Yeah,
because already, I mean, we're looking at everybody's rates are going up for 2015. Also, the penalties are doubling for those who choose to remain uninsured from 1% to 2%. I've got like about a week left to make a serious decision whether I'm just going to say fuck it and pay the penalty because I got my own system worked out. It's worked out for me for a while now. And the healthcare system has failed me in a lot of ways. I've had some successes, but mostly failures overall, I feel. And so it's more worth it for me to give them. It's going to be like $300 or some this year. It's going to be $600 some change next year.
Well, that's cheaper than insurance.
It's cheaper than insurance. Still getting my prescriptions from India. I still manage my asthma in a way that is in a healthy way, let's say. I'm managing my asthma in a healthy way. And, now that does, I mean, if some real shit goes down, I'm up a creek. But that's the chance that I'm looking at right now. Or I decide to, you know, tough it out, pay for insurance. That would be rough. Even at the lowest rates I've seen, that would be rough. So then what are my other option is to have the government subsidize my health care. I pay what little I can afford. The government pays the rest. So
you're not going to get that.
Probably not. No.
You make more than minimum wage.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to frame my own dilemma in aspect of what the nation's dealing with. You know, you're taking, all you're doing is basically the only way this is going to work is if everybody's in, right? Yeah. And you're taking the responsibility away from the employers and you're not doing anything to help. You're still spending a lot of taxpayer dollars subsidizing a lot of poor people, and you're still incurring a lot of tax penalties on people who either can't afford or just choose to opt out of the program completely.
That's the revenue generator right there. If you don't have it, you're paying for it anyways.
There's no way that's coming. I don't have the numbers. I'm talking out of my ass, but I would bet dollars of donuts there's no way that would come anywhere near offsetting the cost of subsidizing the health care for everybody.
No, of course not.
It's
they
not,
wouldn't do something
it is
smart
a
like
drop
that.
Drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. There's no teeth left to this program, and that'll just be the last pillar knocked out from underneath. This whole thing's coming tumbling down if this passes. Again, I think the president's going to stick up for because this is his legacy for good or bad. He's got to rely on Obamacare being his legacy. That's what his name's attached to. That's what's going
it'll
down.
It'll go down with the next president, though. It'll totally go down.
Yeah. You think even if, like, regardless of who gets...
Coke.
Like, I feel confident that we're probably, regardless of how I vote, we're going to get a Republican.
Oh, yeah.
Things are going to swing back conservative. Historically,
oh, yeah.
That's how things are going down. So, that I mean, you're basing on that. Do you think if even we got another Democrat in, would that would it, be able to at least do something to fix Obamacare.
It depends on the Democrat that gets in.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a moderate Democrat, then yeah, you got more likelihood because, you know.
So, yes. I mean, because yeah. That's the only Democrat that's getting in.
Right.
Is exactly. A moderate one.
Right.
Extremely moderate.
Yeah. More right than left. But, no, I see them, like, if the next president decides, like, we're not doing what we just did. Like, we're going to fucking work together. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's how this is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it goes to that, then, yeah, that'll be the first thing knocked out. That's just, you know, my dumbass opinion. But I just, it would be the smart thing to do for any next president. It would be the smartest thing to do is be like, all right, let's repeal this shit. Vote on it. You know, get it over with. That'd be the first thing that they should do. Just let's repeal it. No, I wouldn't even advertise. They can't advertise that, you know, or maybe they could advertise that. And that's what would get them voted in.
You're saying
Democrat or Republican? Mostly Republican.
But yeah, who's voting out of the public or
yeah, I'm saying the representatives.
Okay, yeah.
No, let's vote on it. Like right. They get whoever gets into office next, she gets into office and just says, "All right."
Oh, okay. That's what
I missed. Let's vote on this.
We're talking the next president.
Yeah. It would be a good move on that president's part just to be like, "Okay, look, we're changing." You know,
right?
Because we need to change the government, and that ain't going to happen. So,
I don't know. I think if they went in saying like, "Hey, this was a good idea, and we ruined it. Let's scrap this and do it again, but do it right this time.
Let's have a bipartisan agreement before we pass any kind of health care law. That's what it should be."
There's no way. I mean, we wouldn't have anything if that were the case.
And we're both fine with that, right?
I think I would go back
to the old way.
I was, you know...
I don't like the law that you have to have insurance. I don't like that.
I supported it even after it passed. And I was like, this is going to be a good thing. In the long run, it's going to be a good thing. It's looking less and less like that.
No, it's not.
The last twinkling hope inside my heart for Obamacare has died out. It's been snuffed.
Yeah, that's good.
This is... I'm over it.
I knew it was going to be a big bunch of horse shit.
Yeah, I did too.
But it was because the job I had at the time, I did this crazy thing called I read it. Because it greatly affected where I worked.
Right.
When the work week was classified at 30 hours. Fuck yeah, it affected where I worked. With the job I had at the time. So, I mean, I was well versed into this well before this year and last year when people started going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was telling people to calm the fuck down when it passed. I was like, listen, you know, I was like the Princess Bride. I do not think it means what you think it means. You know, everyone's like, free health care. Like,
no, it's
no
not.
Retards. Read that. It's available online. Yeah. Go find it. Put your eyeballs to the screen and read what's actually going to happen.
Well, what about the unintended consequences of moving the work week definition from 30 to 40 hours?
There isn't. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I told you the unintended.
That would be fine.
Yeah.
That would be fine.
I'm saying, like, the people that you're looking at affecting.
What's the point of even having it?
Let's look at the guy who, you got a really good worker, knows his shit, you don't got to train, you don't got to tell him to do anything, and he's working 48 hours a week for you, and it's worth it for you to pay him that overtime, it's a good relationship, now you got to pay him health care. Well, you know, I could cut him down to 30 hours, but fuck, from 48 to 30, and now I got to hire somebody else, and now I got to train
them. But can he say no?
That guy's probably, if your business is big enough, no, you don't have a choice. You've got to provide health care.
No, can the individual say no?
Over 50 employees, you're required to carry health care for your employees?
No. Can he go, no, I don't want it?
No. Why does that help? What? Why would he say no?
Sure he could, yeah, because if his wife has insurance.
What if his wife has a better job with better
insurance?
Forget
him, we're talking about the employer. Okay. So the employer looks at this guy and says, all right, he's, you know, this is worth it. I guess we'll keep him at full time. He'll still get his overtime or maybe he loses some hours, but we'll give him the health care. Now you put the definition at 40 hours. Well, he's working between 46 and 40. Well, fuck it. You know, I got to pay him overtime and I got to pay him health care, or I could just cut him back to 39. He'll get by, you know, so he doesn't get any overtime. But people who work those jobs continually, you budget on that. You know, your place of business scheduled you for a certain amount of overtime, which is common practice at a lot of places that you work. You rely on that check.
Well,
and now you're cut back to
everything you just said makes the argument for me saying that 30 is worse than 40. Because this is another thing I experienced firsthand. Is it forced people to have to get second jobs? Yep. You got somebody that's used to working.
Why is that a good thing?
No, you're saying it's a bad thing.
I'm saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying, like, you're saying it's worse for them to move back to 40 from 30. I'm saying when they moved it to 30 is when they fucked everything up. It forced people who were working, they were 35, 37 hours a week.
I know somebody who got bumped from 40 to 30 because of it.
Yeah.
No, I know plenty of people.
Told them that.
Yeah. My company made us do that. They're like, listen, if they're not a full-time benefited employee, they can now not exceed 30 hours. Because when the government comes looking at, you know.
Right. So, no, but that is my point. That person, that particular individual suffered from this, less income, and they had to supplement in some way. All you're doing is increasing the number of people that are being affected by that now.
I'm saying you're putting it back to how it was if you go back to 40. With the added, but like I told you, the government, made sure to keep the part in there where they'll get paid.
Let me ask you, if we were deciding this right now, we were negotiating the terms, can I keep the work week at 30 hours if we repeal Obamacare completely? Would you be satisfied with that?
No.
No. You want Obamacare gone and you want the work week back up to 40 hours.
Yeah. And what fucking fantasy land is a work week 30 hours?
Most everywhere else in the civilized world. I'm just saying, we work harder than anybody else.
And we got more to show for it, baby.
You're very much right. Yep. Yeah.
But we got more to show for it.
Yep.
We got more civilization, so to speak, to show for it.
French police don't even have guns.
If they don't want. If they don't want. Yeah.
Well, didn't they choose not to have them?
Yeah, they chose not to have them.
Good choice. You can now listen to a new episode of Christopher Media Show every day of the week. Sunday, M&M Question Everything. Monday and Thursdays, we have Unregimented. Tuesday, you get the Weedsman Podcast Nugget. You also get the Toddzilla X-Pod whenever he gets around to it, and you'll like it. That's how it goes. Wednesday, we have the Projection Booth. We also have the Oddcast with Jenna and John. Fridays, you get the full episode of the Weedsman Podcast. Saturday, we have the Captain's Table.
I want to hit you guys with a video real quick, and it's a 5-minute thing, but he says a lot of good shit. Maybe you'll end up editing some of that shit out, but let's just...
This dude who looks like Bill Murray.
Can you bring it up on the other one so we can...
No, because I need Flash, but for some reason it'll work on the iPad.
Oh, all right.
So you get the audio of it. Here, right here, look. It'll be like...
Right, so, oh shit, I didn't write this down. I had his name and everything, because they don't introduce him.
So let us welcome now Bruce Schneier, who's going to speak to us on the choice.
She just did. Bruce Schneier.
But you have no
security
idea.
Security technologist, chief technology officer of CO3 Systems Incorporated.
There you go.
Thank you. So, for me, the big story that I released about the Snowden documents was an NSA program called Quantum. Quantum is the code name. It's a system for...
What are you doing?
He's using an Apple device. I had to get that in there, by the way, even though I have one sitting in front of me.
What that means. It's a way that the NSA hacks into computers. And it was the thing that the NSA desperately wanted us not to talk about when we released the story. A lot of negotiations from The Guardian and the NSA. We did release it. We've learned a lot about quantum since then, and it is no longer the NSA's big secret. We also learned, surprisingly, that it really never was the NSA's exclusive secret. This is technology the Chinese use against their own citizens. There's an Italian cyber weapons arm manufacturer called Hacking Team, which will sell this technology to whatever country you happen to be with, whatever ethics you happen to have. They don't seem to care. And if you are a hacker, you can download something called AirPawn and do this with open source software. That's just one example. Another thing that's been in the news recently is something called an IMSI catcher. You might have heard of the name Stingray. This is basically a fake cell phone tower that the FBI uses to capture people's data, your location, sometimes your messages, your conversations. This is a very secret FBI technology. There have been documents that have been seized by federal public. There are instances where they have local police lie about it in court. We know very little about this. A few months ago, someone took a detector around the country on Washington, D.C., and found a whole lot of IMSI catchers that are installed by somebody else. We don't know who. Foreign government, maybe. Criminals. But again, this technology is not very secret. Last example, in 1996, there was a law passed called CALEA, which forced telcos to make their phone switches eavesdropping capable. So the FBI could eavesdrop on your phone call, so they had a warrant. They had to build the technology into their switches. In 2004, 2005, this technology was used in Greece by someone, not the Greek government, to eavesdrop on the Greek government. And I want you to think about all these examples when you read about the current debate about the iPhone encryption. Right? The FBI director has said that they need iPhones to be decryptable by the FBI, that if they have a warrant, they need to be able to get at the data. The problem is, we can't give the FBI what they want. Or at least we can give it to them, but we can't only give it to them. I can't build a technological system that distinguishes morality or legality, right? It's capability. Unlike before, there's one world, there's one network, there's one technology. We're all using the same stuff. Right? I can't build a system where the NSA can spy on our enemies and the Chinese can't spy on us. I can't build a system where the FBI can decrypt your iPhone and criminals can't. Right? That's not an option. Right? Our choice isn't between a world where the good guys spy or the bad guys spy. It's a choice in a world where everyone gets to spy or nobody gets to spy. Right? I can build technologies that are secure for all users or technologies that are vulnerable to all attackers. And that's how we have to think. That when we look at this choice between surveillance and security, we can't just look at one use case. The FBI focuses on the use case of criminal using the phone. But there's the use case of dissident using the phone trying to stay alive in another country. There's the use case of all of us using our phone, trying to keep our data secure. One world, one network, one technology. And we need to choose between security or surveillance. My belief is that security is more important, that all technologies are fundamentally dual use, right? That good guys and bad guys use telephones, drive on our roads, eat at all-night restaurants, right? The moon shines on the just and the unjust. And the reason society works, the reason we're all here, the reason we're thriving, is because there are fundamentally more good guys than bad guys, and good uses outweigh bad guys.
That was great. Bruce, come sit down.
All right. So... I thought he said a lot of interesting things.
Sleep tight!
But you know, watching it the second time around, it kind of threw me, actually. Something I noticed is that he seems to come to a conclusion at the end, but he presents both realities.
Right.
He says that security, he believes, is more important, but... At the same
There's
time,
inherently more good guys.
He follows it up with the whole reason that all of this technology has worked to date is because the good guys outweigh the bad guys. You know, the wheel has a nefarious purpose. It's just used for more good than bad. Cars kill people, but they get more people to work and they get lives going more so than kill people. So the good outweighs the bad. So that kind of comes down in the... no security. What was it? It was security versus... it was privacy versus...
It was security versus surveillance.
Thank you. That's the other word I was trying to come up with, surveillance.
I just blanked out. I was like...
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris. Took you long enough.
Huh. So, I do want to agree with him and say, yeah, you know, security is important. When you phrase it like that, yeah, I can agree with that. But where he lands at the end of that with the fact that the good outweighs the bad is pretty much where I sit. Anytime I hear about the NSA doing something, I'm just like, they're not... Nobody's trying to throw me in a cell, so no. Just relax.
But that's us as Americans just being like, I don't really like it, but I understand why it's there, you know.
I don't know. Chris, where do you come down on this? Is your privacy sacred to you?
Yes and no.
Hey, you're on a podcast. No.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I'm...
You say worse shit on your podcast than you do on your telephone, so the NSA ain't going to be tapping your phone.
I'm in the whole I got nothing to hide camp.
They might like, listen to you for 5 minutes.
I'm in the knock yourself out camp. Am I really a terrorist threat? Yeah. No.
I think maybe we could make a deal with our government. It's like we're being held hostage or something.
We are.
I mean, or maybe I'm a terrorist because I have a microphone and building an audience.
What if we made a deal with them?
Influence.
Like, you know
could
what?
Eventually hold influence, I should say.
Go ahead. Whatever calls and emails you deem are important to fighting terrorism, as long as... That's fine. As long as we have access to all this information as well. As long as... We can have some semblance of transparency.
Enjoy the dick
in our
pics,
own
NSA.
Government. I would feel a
Look
lot
at
more
him.
Comfortable if this was a two-way relationship, you know?
Oh, you know somebody was spanking the Kate Upton shit before the hackers got to it.
You know, that's how I feel about it. It's like Seth Rogen in the interview. You like it! Enjoy the dick pics, NSA. Knock yourself out.
And let's face it, there's not enough NSA agents to monitor every single phone call and text and email.
Right.
It's just not happening like that.
I mean, I'm of the opinion, I carry around a homing device with me. Yeah. Work gives me another homing device.
Right.
This has one in it. This has one in it. I mean, I'm on the grid.
On the grid, yeah. Always.
You can start getting into paranoid thinking if you think about it too much.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I'm not Osama bin Laden. I'm not carrying around a burner phone.
No.
You know, fucking...
Right. And so your only way to ensure your privacy would be to forego all these devices that, well, have allowed you to do a lot of things. All the information that you've gathered from entertainment, all the stuff that we do, like record podcasts and distribute them. I mean, this is all the positive sides of it that far outweigh...
Isn't there like a Simpsons episode where like the substitute teacher comes in and like, you know.
Isn't that the one we were watching today?
Yeah, it just came out. Yeah, where the teacher comes in. He's like, all right, forget everything you learned. Here's cell phone.
Because it starts off with all the kids losing their devices. We were just watching this
Kerbopple
one earlier today.
Got fired because they poured alcohol in her coffee.
Right, yeah. She was set up. She asked the kids, first of all, because they're all in front of her like on their device. She's like, why do you need phones? Anyways, and they're all like security. So my parents know where I'm at, and they're all like playing games on them and shit. And the teacher, the sub, comes in, gives all the phones back. My favorite line is when I don't remember the exact line actually, but he asks a question and Martin like spouts off the answer verbatim from the textbook.
Why are you answering me? Why are you gonna look it up faster in 30 seconds?
Right. He's like, you committed something to memory. You wasted brain space on something that any idiot with a phone could have looked up.
Right. And that's pretty much how it's going though.
Yeah. Search my information. You can find out I like meaty women and reefer.
Right. But this is there is no problem with that, as long as we are sure that this is a lasting construct that we have. pre-2000, when some people thought that this was all gonna all computers were gonna shut down, that would have been a horrible thing. Imagine that now. When everybody's got your phone is not gonna work tomorrow, people would be freaking out.
Freak out if you told me it was gonna work next hour.
That's called planned obsolescence though, man.
Remember that blackout when the cell phone towers went down?
I made a killing off of Y2K, updating a bunch of security computers.
Oh, yeah.
Killing, dude. Like, I made so much overtime for that, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got two other buddies of mine that...
You gouged the fuck out of those psychos, didn't you?
Fucking A right. Fucking ain't right. I had a little script, dude. I had a CD that I came in and I'd throw it in their freaking disk drive and run the disk drive and there's $400. Next computer.
I was there 15 years ago. Get sound effects of you making a killing.
There you go.
Wow, at this point, 16 years ago. Wow.
Hey, it wasn't that much typing. It was literally put a CD in and click OK, let it run, and then...
Hey, did you know how to do it? Well, then shut the fuck up. Hey.
Right. I know how to put the CD in.
If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host all of the Christopher Media shows. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking through our link, you are helping to support ChristopherMedia.net. Please click through the Amazon banner and bookmark the page. It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, it will help show your support for Christopher Media. Would you like to be reminded of your own mortality here for a minute?
No.
kids who are turning 16 this year were born in 1999. Wrap your head around that.
No, dude, that's not compute.
I turned 40 on Friday, for Christ's sake. 40
I'm turning 40 this year, too.
I'm still in my 30s right now.
It means nothing to me.
No, it doesn't mean anything to me. I've been 40 for like 10 years. You know,
yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. In some respects, and in others, I've remained 19.
Oh, yeah.
So
I think I'm perpetually 12, actually.
I was going to say, our brains don't develop past sophomore year, really, do they?
What's the director that has the documentary called I've Been 12 Forever? French guy who directed Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. You know that is?
Some pretentious asshole.
You didn't like that movie? It doesn't seem like it was up your alley.
My ex-girlfriend loved that movie. So I've seen it a lot. And I wanted to tell Jim Carrey throughout that whole movie to stop fucking whining.
I saw it once and don't really remember it, honestly.
Oh, I'm a big proponent of a second Dennis Leary reference this podcast, or this session, for by this point it's probably last show. But of the Shut the Fuck Up with Dr. Dennis Leary, have you heard of that program?
No.
Maybe I'll find the audio clip of that.
Michel Gondry, that's the name of the director. I had to look it up. Didn't just come to me. I have a video compilation. He used to do a lot of music videos, and he's very into live effects, and he sets up these weird like situations where loops happen, but they're done by superimposing, not by like, you know, I don't know. You'll have to see it. There's actually Kylie Minogue's video for Can't Get You Out of My Head is way better than the song is. It's pretty amazing, actually, because she goes around a city block in one continuous take for the whole song. Right. And every time that she laps herself, you see the old one there still, too. Yeah. And she does these interactions where she's like swinging around a pole and the other one's ducking underneath her arm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it was all done by like having basically this camera follow the same track. Mm-hmm. I think it goes around four times. There's four over at the end and they just superimpose all the videos. So everything else lines up. And then all these things happen where like some guys are moving to bed and they drop it. And then there's like two, you know, there's two more guys moving another bed and they drop it the second time around. But all of this is done by syncing it all up, by getting all these people together. And here's your mark and you come in this way. And it all has to be perfectly orchestrated. But yeah,
sounds, I don't know. Amazing.
I'm off on a tangent. Why did I come up with that anyway? Oh, because it's documentary. There's a documentary that comes with the video compilation as well, and it's called "I've Been 12 Forever."
Oh, okay.
And it shows like
that's a long way to get back there,
come
man.
Come back around.
Wow.
There.
Wow. Did time slow down?
DraftKings.com, daily fantasy sports leagues, no season-long commitments. Yes, even while the NFL playoffs are happening, you can still do fantasy football at DraftKings.com. You can enter free or paid contests and win your share of over $200 million in prizes. When you click through the DraftKings banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you will get a free first-time deposit bonus when you sign up for DraftKings.com. Found this.
I'm just not happy. I'm just not happy. I'm just not happy because my life didn't turn out the way I thought it would. Hey, join the fucking club, okay? I thought I was going to be the starting center fielder for the Boston Red Sox. Life sucks. Get a fucking helmet, all right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Nobody's happy, okay? Happiness comes in small doses, folks. It's a cigarette or a chocolate chip cookie or a five-second orgasm. Yeah. That's it, okay? You come, you eat the cookie, you smoke the butt, you go to sleep, you get up in the morning and go to fucking work, okay? That is it. End of fucking list. I'm just not happy. Shut the fuck up, all right? That's the name of my new book, Shut the Fuck Up by Dr. Dennis Leary. A revolutionary new form of therapy. I'm going to have my patients come in. Doctor, I shut the fuck up next. I don't feel so. Shut the fuck up next. He made me feel so much better about myself, you know. He just told me to shut the fuck up. And nobody had ever told me that before. I feel so much better now. Whining fucking maggots.
There's a surprising amount of people out there who never heard those words.
Here's to all you people who can't drink anymore.
I feel like that on a daily basis.
I take every day one beer at a time, every beer one sip at a time.
Not like that, but yeah. People on a daily basis.
You run into a lot of whiners.
Just in general, in life, just lately. What's happening?
I'm pretty whiny.
I don't recall us being whiny as a general society.
We're fucking bored.
Oh, as a society?
We're not like making
when I was a younger adult.
Farming anymore.
This is bored. Development in like last decade type of shit. You know, maybe last decade. Like, I don't know, man. It seems different. We seem to be, maybe I'm more conscious of. Maybe the internet has just put a magnifying glass on all
people
of
us. People got nothing to look forward to except for getting hit by a car doing like 35 miles an hour. Not fast enough to kill them, just enough so they can get $3 million.
It is amazing how many
they're waiting
ads
for that payday
for lawyers I see on my way to work every day. Well, I mean, we take the same way to work. I just go a little farther.
Billboards on radio.
The other day, I was going to a dispensary.
Jumana, baby.
A bus was wrapped in an entire lawyer's ad.
Yeah,
Jumana. I'm not talking
Jumana.
No, it wasn't even her.
It Have
was
you been hit by this bus?
411 pain. There's your free plug.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I know what you're
that's
talking
how,
about.
They put the phone number on the underside of the bus.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't like
if this bus has run you over, call.
It wasn't like we bought all the panels on the bus.
No, they sent
this bitch and got it wrapped in an ad.
Yeah. You know, I've seen that. Yeah, that's fucking cool.
But it's
$4,000 or like.
But there's so many things.
That's nothing.
Or when you watch TV during the day,
everywhere
it looks good too.
As I got reacquainted with when I had my big 3-week lazy piece of shit turd off.
Your hibernation.
Yeah, when you the TV during the day, it's all slip and fall, fibromyalgia.
It's just like there's one.
Were you injured at work?
I think it's a Bernstein ad where it's just like dollar amount and the accident. So it's just like $750,000 motorcycle, $3.2 million car accident. You know, like and just bam, 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 bam. They just keep stacking up. Like we can do this for you.
And it's another point that has been made before on a different podcast by a different individual is when we were younger, it was all about shit trying to better yourself. It's still ITT, but it was Dorsey. It was DeVry.
Oh, yeah. It was get a fucking job.
Well, no, it was things to train you to get a trade or get a degree. And now it's all about easy payday. Like, I think that says a lot about, or at least it says a lot about around here.
Our entitlement.
Yeah.
Our entitlement generation.
Yeah, why work for something? Just sit. Or what about even now? What's that one company? It's my money and I want it now. Like that's becoming like our national motto.
I deserve some
cash. That should be on our dollar bills now. It should be put on our money. Giving God we trust out of there.
Give me that shit.
Most people think that they are entitled to some sort of payout, and their only challenge is figuring out who's going to pay it out. Yeah. Somebody owes me something, and I'm just going to figure out who.
I've had several instances in my life where if I wanted to pursue some things, I could be a rich person. But it's about the time and money wasted on it. It's in the end, the energy wasted on it will have outweighed what you're going to get back. You know, by the time we're done paying all lawyers, doing everything we got to do it. Really? Is the payoff's going to cover my... I'm not going to be ahead of the game when it's all said and done.
No, I prefer my body in one piece. Not suing a doctor to have it like fixed or suing somebody to have it fixed. I don't know. It's all insurance shit, man. That comes down to that, too. It's supposed to have insurance so they can sue you for $1 million.
That's right.
Because if you got $1 million coverage, that's what they're going to sue you for. You know, they're not going to come after me for $3 million. They're never going to see it. You know what I mean? That's why you do that on your car, which sucks that you have to do that.
That's why this business is an LLC.
Yeah.
Goes under. They just take the mics. I get to still live here and drive my car.
Right.
He's taking my mic.
Take the mics. Grab up the hard drive. We're taking the cat, too. Why? We didn't buy her as part of this.
All
right.
That's all I got.
Yeah,
that's
about what I got.
It's about that time.
All right, then.
I do, before I want to go, I want to thank all the new followers on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Twitter is... I recently took back possession of the account.
Thank you, tweeters.
I had it. Once again, sound vaguely sexual. Maybe it's just how you say things.
Maybe I should start Wolfer.
Maybe it's just how you perceive them.
Oh.
I'm going to start Wolfer, and it's going to be just for sending messages to people with shit that you don't want to say to their face, like, shut the fuck up.
We have to call it Whiffer.
I like Whiffer. Anyway.
Twitter, Whiffer. All right. We'll catch you next time.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.